Pulse.
Can't wait to get the thoughts of Ron Duffercy on this outstanding day one of the championships. Ron, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
We've heard from Michael Wood, the track manager. He is ultra confident that this meeting will be going ahead, but are you doing the form all for heavy tens?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It'll be heavy, very heavy. So I think the only thing we've got to worry about, we don't worry about 200 mils of rain or whatever. I think we worry about 2 mils of rain when the races are running. That's what affects us. So it's like we all know that. It's where rain on race day is the worst possible result. But that, there is signs that, well, some forecasts saying it's going to clear it, maybe just scattered showers after nine with sunshine. So we just don't want them little showers going through during the day, because that will be a headache.
Speaking of headaches, has this wet weather made it more difficult for your assessment? We'll kick it off with the sires. Who have you got on top?
Look, I have to give Storm Boy another chance. He's got his knockers. He had legitimate excuses. When you miss the start, you drive them, duck back to the worst part of the track when that race come up. I thought he did more than enough there. So a wider draw, he can take his time, just stride where he wants to be on the track. And I really feel he gets another chance. Obviously, those other horses out of the slipper were terrific. Traffic Warden proven at 1,400, Manal charged to the line. And I like backup, so a node fits in there somewhere. But Storm Boy for me in the size.
Second of the group ones is the TJ. Are you with the obvious, Imperatriz and I Wish I Win, or looking for a bit more value on a heavy track?
There's lots of value here and lots of wet trackers. I don't know why, but I'm tipping I Wish I Win. I just think he's such a brute of a horse. You know, I know he was third up when he won this heavy track, and he's first up this year. But if Bertie's happy to run him, I'm happy to entertain him. I think he's going to get out to, you know, good each way odds. And, yeah, I want to be with him. I want to oppose a pair of trees. I hate to, because she's a champion mare. But look, I think I can pull holes in her wet track form, and I just think it brings her back to him a little bit here, because I think Sunshine in Paris was terrific at 1,100 first up, so 1,200. And then we got a few of these wet trackers. Well, she's not a wet tracker. She's good on the wet. She's a good mare, this Magic Time. I think she runs well. Mazu, you have a look at his wet track. At the top level, I think we've missed him along the way as far as saying, well, he's out of form, but all his, you know, proper Group 1 form has been on wet tracks. So he goes in there, and obviously you've got Bella Nipotina, who loves it. Aft Cabin's a big tip. It's one of them races. You could have your own opinion, but I'm putting I Wish I Win on top.
So I Wish I Win to go back-to-back in the TJ. Gee, this Doncaster, it's an intriguing race, isn't it?
It's a beauty. It's an absolute beauty. So tough Randwick mile, heavy track. I say you need a tough, seasoned horse who's going to fit in here, that's mature. And I really think that horse is Detonator Jack. He loomed up, knocked up, first up. You just had to look at him and say, well, you're going to peak next time. We know he's in the right stable, 52.5. He mapped a little closer the other day, so closer than midfield. And I just can't, you know, I know it was strong enough when he won the Gong, when he found that heavy track last preparation. He looked a brute. He absolutely made them look second rate in that race. So I'm very comfortable. Look, his price has been adjusted, but to think he was 33-1, you know, just on acceptances, I thought was just stupid. So I'm happy to be with Detonator Jack, and then you can go through them. The three-year-olds and Celestial Legend, Militarize are good. I would have put probably O Bamburamai on top on a dry track, just the great unknown there. He's a good horse. And I think the forgotten horse is Gotcha. Look, another Will. I'll be applauding him if he wins, but just the price factor. They're just overlaid him. That's the reason you've got to take unders. This is a whole different kettle of fish, this race, to what he won last week.
Yeah, and think about it. I mean, if it won with 57 on a heavy 10, it'll be huge.
Huge. It'll be huge performance.
And then the last of the group ones, the Derby. Who are you with here?
close to bet of the day. Here's our dozy. Love backup horses. She did enough last week. She's wet, proven in the wet. She gets 2 kilos off the boys, and she can stay. We know she can stay. So a lot to like about her with a little saver on Chio Wolf.
Anything outside of the four group ones that we should be backing?
Look, he's... I hate saying he looks over the line, but if he passes that little red check this morning, Bandy's boy, he's got all the form in the world for a country championships. 3 from 4 this prep. Group 3 winner the other day when he was well backed, and he loves it wet. I don't know how they can beat him, honestly.
We'll keep an eye on that vet test, Bandy's boys. And he's backable, 260 in the...
Yeah. And with that little, you know, in the back of punters' minds, they don't like taking the price, but I'll trust the vet's opinion there. It's a little stone heat, and, you know, a little bit of heat in one of the feet. So they've been working on that. If the vets run the fine-tooth comb over him and give him the tick off, he's going to be very hard to beat.
Hey, Ron, enjoy day one of the championships. Look forward to seeing you up there.
Thanks, Michael.
Ron Duffercy joining us there.